The Holy Gospel for the third Sunday of Advent is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. John the Baptist expects the Messiah to bring God's judgment upon the earth. From a prison cell, he wonders whether Jesus is the one who will do this. Jesus' response indicates that God's reign is indeed being fulfilled already through healing and restoration. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember back on the first Sunday of Advent, we opened the first gift, the gift of patience. And today, we read in our second reading, "You also must be patient." Well, I suppose that first gift of Advent was a gift for me, too. After all, pastors are supposed to be able to practice what they preach. So I don't know. Maybe I haven't done a good job with that gift of patience. This past week, I encountered the three things I struggle with the most in the grocery store. The first one is what I call the slow scanner. For some reason, the aisle I pick has the slow scanner. The person in the next aisle can be running stuff through quick. Doot, 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 doot. But where I am, it's more like doot. The slow scanner. I don't know why they bother me. The second one is what I call the not having a clue payment person. You'd think while the items are being scanned, whether fast or slow, the person would know that, yes, I have to pay for these items. So they could either be taking their card out or their checkbook out or a combination of those things so that when the last item is scanned, they're ready to make payment. But no, not only did I have the slow scanner, I had the lady in front of me who didn't have a clue that she would be paying for these items. Everything was scanned, and she just looked. Then she, she started looking in her purse for her checkbook. Then she couldn't find her pen. And I was just going, ugh. Now, you also must be patient. Now, to top it all off, in this same scenario, she also became the third person that I struggle with in the grocery store. The questioner. While she was looking for her checkbook and her pen, she also decided to say, "Aren't those three for 99? I'm sure the sign says three for 99. Whenever that happens, you know you're going to be there a while. Now you must be patient. And so I'm trying to learn. Why do I say all of this? Because there is one thing, though, that's consistent. No matter what's going on in the grocery store, no matter who's in line, the checker is trained to ask this question. Did you find everything you were looking for? They always say that. Did you find everything you were looking for? Well, yes, I found the milk and the eggs. I found the Campbell soup. I found the hamburger. But did I find the meaning of life? No. Did I find compassion? What aisle is that on, anyway? And what shelf? Did I find hope and peace? Did I find anything for my soul? No, I didn't. But today I think we're used to being able to get whatever we need in a store. And so when we are asked, "Did you find everything you were looking for?" we say yes, because we look to earth to give us those things. But earth can't do it, can it? We can't find those things in a store. But we can find them here. We can find them here in God's Word. We can find them here in community. We can find them here in communion with Christ's body and blood. We can find them here in prayer. We can find them here in music. We can find food for our soul here. And today, I pray that as we now get closer to the manger, we realize that the gift is coming. The gift is coming that's everything we're looking for. I really like that little 2-minute piece on Advent from the Western North Dakota Synod Facebook page. I want to thank them for that today. Advent is a time for us to be hopeful and to realize that we're soon going to receive the gift of gifts, everything we've been looking for. Thanks be to God. Amen.